Chapter 63, Competition in Matters of the Hereafter. Allah the Exalted says, Let all those strive who want to strive, i.e. hasten earnestly to the obedience of Allah. 83:26. 569. Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu reported, A drink was brought to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and he drank some of it. On his right was a boy, and on his left were elderly people. He said to the boy, Would you permit me to give the rest of this drink to these on my left? The boy said, O Messenger of Allah, I would certainly not give preference to anyone in anything that might come to me from you. So he handed over the rest of the drink to him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The Sharia rule says that in order to distribute something in an assembly of people, a beginning should be made from the right side. In the said incident, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, then a young boy, was sitting on the right side, while the aged people were sitting on the left side. Regard for the age difference demanded that the beginning should have been made from the side of the latter. But the correct way was that the beginning should be made from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma because he was sitting on the right side. For this reason, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not ignore his right of priority due to his young age. Rather, by seeking his permission, he made it clear that priority should be given to a rightful person, irrespective of the fact that he happened to be a child. On the other hand, it was also essential for Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that, in view of respect for elders, he should surrender his right. But he faced a more delicate problem. The cup containing the leftover drink of the Prophet, peace be upon him, had touched his blessed mouth, and this fact prompted Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma to take lead in benefiting from the benediction. He, therefore, preferred the prophetic benediction to showing respect to the aged. The hadith throws light on the requisite respect for the aged, as well as highlights the significance of receiving blessing from the pious persons. Besides, it proves the right of priority of the rightful person. 570. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, While Ayyub, peace be upon him, the Prophet was taking a bath, naked, a large number of gold locusts fell on him. He tried to collect them in a piece of cloth. When he heard his Rabb, Allah, calling him, O Ayyub, peace be upon him, have I not sufficed you to care for what you see, the worldly possessions? Ayyub, peace be upon him, said, Indeed, by your power, but I can never do away with your blessings. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. The Prophet Ayyub, peace be upon him, as the hadith tells us, started collecting the gold pieces that looked like locusts. As the hadith involves an aspect of blessedness, it has been included in this chapter. It has two other sides as well. First, one can amass wealth, of course, by fair means and by fulfilling the other relevant conditions. Second, the Sharia allows a man to take a bath in the naked state, provided he is all alone and away from all eyes. However, it is commendable if one takes a bath with his private parts being covered, even if there is no one around.